KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 66. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear tonight, low of 36. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The City Council in Atlantic had a light agenda and a relatively short session Wednesday evening. Early on, the council tabled until their next meeting in order to approve an agreement with Snyder & Associates Engineers for a nutrient reduction strategy report based on a request from Wastewater Treatment Plant Supervisor Tim Snyder. The council heard from Atlantic Municipal Utilities General Manager Steve Chepkis prior to approving, as a formality, AMU's calendar year 2022 budget. Here are some of the highlights of his report to the council.
To summarize a little bit on our electric budget, no rate increases are planned, neither electric or water. This last year, wholesale prices increased quite a bit in the electric market. And so the nice thing is when prices increase, our coal plant that we're part owners of, we're able to generate and sell electricity on a coal plant, that much more electricity at the higher cost, and so it brings a pretty good profit margin back to us at the utilities, and that helps keep our local rates down by having that revenue source.
Chepke said also with the low interest rates being earned on AMU's reserve funds, they'll be paying off $2.5 million of their remaining electric debt in 2022. After that payment, he says both the electric and water departments will be debt-free. And he said a recent electric rate survey of all 181 electric companies in Iowa showed that only one utility company, and that's in Muscatine, had lower overall average rates than AMU. As far as the utility's water operations, Chepke says AMU received a $500,000 grant for two large capital improvement projects.
A year ago, we got a community development block grant, and we extended a water main under the Mission of Botany River. And that's all done. It's in service. CDBG helped cover a portion of that cost. The rest of that CDBG grant will help refurbish, strip down the metal, these six large filters that all the water feed in Atlantic goes through. That's a $725,000 project. So we can use the rest of the CDBG, almost $400,000, to help offset those costs. And that contract's already been let, and that work will be done here starting this spring.
Chepke said also, we plan to apply for another CDBG grant to help with the cost of replacing an underground water storage tank with an above-ground tank at an estimated cost of $1 million. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday night issued a proclamation with regard to the Knights of Columbus, and you can read that proclamation in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The council then proceeded to approve the closure of some streets for this Saturday, December 4th, in observance of the 2021 lighted parade that begins at 4:30 p.m. Saturday. The streets include 6th and Chestnut to 6th and Walnut Streets, 6th and Chestnut in front of Wells Fargo Bank, 6th and Chestnut to 6th and Poplar as well. In council committee reports, councilperson Kathy Summer said the Personnel and Finance Committee met Monday night. She said they talked about a city right-of-way that's under consideration to be vacated and a possible donation of $5,000 to the Ann W. Wickman Center. Summer said also there will be a new sound system installed in the city council chambers at a cost of $9,000. Once the installation is complete, it should make it much easier for people in the audience, especially those toward the back, to hear what's being said during the meetings. And Atlantic City Clerk Barb Barrick announced that there will be a recount of the November 30th vote for mayor, since only four votes separated the candidates. Tim Tighe, she said, requested the recount.
He took out, Dale Sunderman advised me that he did come in and get paperwork and had said that he was planning to request
just
a recount.
Just four votes, I mean, just
yeah, normal. Which don't blame him, I guess.
Grace Garrett was the unofficial winner by a vote of 588 to 584 over Tim Tighe. Garrett and Tighe will each appoint an individual to serve on the recount board, and the two together will appoint a third person. Police in Council Bluffs said Wednesday that a Council Bluffs public school district employee was arrested December 1st on a warrant charging her with threats of terrorism. Captain Todd Wedham said 37-year-old Katrina Phelan of Council Bluffs was taken into custody after she turned herself into the Pottawatomie County Jail. Phelan faces three Class D felony counts of threats of terrorism. Each count is punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Council Bluffs police detectives conducted an investigation into a series of anonymous handwritten notes found inside the school, all making reference to committing gun violence upon school property. Each of the notes were reportedly either found in Phelan's classroom or found by Palin herself in various locations within the school. And while the investigation was taking place, the school district worked with the Council Bluffs Police Department to increase the security presence inside the building. When interviewed, Phelan admitted to writing the notes. It was determined that she had no intentions or means of carrying out the threats. In at least one of the notes, Phelan, posing as an unnamed student, wrote that she was tired of being made fun of. And that is a check of the news this hour. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.